edition of the People Show, coming to you live from the Kintech studio. Kintech, Canada's favorite orthotics provider, powered by thousands of five-star Google reviews. Sore feet? What are you waiting for? Find your perfect fit at kintech.net. It's the People Show, brought to you by Applewood Mitsubishi. Mitsubishi's 10-year, 160,000-kilometer powertrain warranty. It's bold, but they have over 100 years to back it up. Details at Applewood Mitsubishi in the Richmond Auto Mall. Bic, Dom, Ben running the show today. You can get involved 650-650 in our Dunbar Lumber text message inbox. Dunbar Lumber, three stores to serve you in Ladner on Bridge Street, Dunbar Lumber Express at Ladner Center, or Arbutus in Vancouver, online at dunbarlumber.com. If you're feeling frisky, you want to get out of the text inbox, get down the phone line, 604-280-0650, 1-888-275-0650. You can contact us that way as well in our feedback channels. Squad, how are we feeling? Are we bummed out from yesterday? Are we
no.
optimistic?
Well, Dom thinks vibes are low in the office.
You guys seem down today.
Vibes are low in the office, right.
Yeah. I walked back there. I'm like, guys, like,
series
pick
ain't
it
over.
Up a little bit.
Can't win a series with two games. What's going on here, right?
Job's not finished.
Yeah, job's not finished. You feel right. It just the long and short of it, they had their chance to win the game, and they did not. How are you feeling about it? 650-650 or 604-280-0650. We'll get into a bunch of stuff, but let's start it off with the tea.
Vic, we got some fresh tea, freshly steeped. It's piping hot. We have our game time.
Wait,
for
freshly steeped? Brewed? Steep? No,
steep
yeah, tea.
Steep,
yeah, okay.
Are you new here?
Do you brew? You brew tea, don't you?
You can brew tea.
Yeah, okay. Just confirming, just making sure we're all in the right terminology here.
Friday's game time, Canucks at Predators, Bridgestone Arena, 4 p.m. Pacific. Catch it right here, Sportsnet 650.
We'll have your pregame show, of course, Sat and Dan.
No people show that day.
Batch and Randeep. Oh, there you go. I just got told I'm benched on Friday. All right.
You're at a wedding, bro.
I'll be back in time.
Don't drink, okay?
Batch and Randy. Who drinks at the ceremony? Come on. Batch and Randy on the call. Myself, Sat, and Brett Fetchling on the intermissions and post game. So there you go, 4 o'clock. Get off work early. Do whatever you need to do. Tell them Bic said it's okay. You can email me. Don't worry about it. I got you covered. Clear it with your own boss there. 4 o'clock.
There's nothing like a 4 p.m. start time in the playoffs because you can go to the office and very little is expected of you that day.
Friday, 4 p.m.? Are you kidding me? Who's sticking around past 2?
Well, listen, some people have to. You know, they're obligated.
Yeah.
But, like, the boss knows. Like, your mind is elsewhere. Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah, 100%.
I heard for Friday in Nashville, like, it's going to be a 6 o'clock game Nashville time.
Correct.
For the Canucks. Morgan Wallen is playing in Nashville Friday night as well.
He just dropped a banger with Post Malone.
That city is going to be on fire Friday night.
More than usual? Like that's
not literally. I know Vancouver.
That's just the biggest country artist maybe alive right now.
Morgan Wallen. You guys inform me on this stuff. I don't know.
He's not a country guy.
Sat pronounces his name Morgan Wallen.
You worked at it. Wait, you worked at a country station for like decades.
Morgan Wallen, first of all, no, it was 10 months. Second of all, Morgan Wallen wasn't around back then. This is a new phenomenon.
No,
it
he's like the new up and coming. Like, he's huge, though.
I worked at a country station?
The star.
16 years ago, dog. Like, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. Sorry for calling you dog there.
Randy Jackson. It's a no for me, dog.
What are we talking about here? Oh, 4 p.m. start time. Yeah. Natural. The vibes. The vibes might be really good in Nashville. Will it take away from the crowd, or are they going to be part of the country scene, the Morgan Wallen concert?
I think it'll just be like the city is
buzzing.
Electric.
Wait, where is he playing then? If it's not the, is there another arena there?
This is your tidbit, bro. Oh.
I just know he's around there.
Oh, okay. All right, there we go. I guess they must have multiple venues there in Nashville.
You don't say. There's not like a football stadium or anything right next door sponsored by Nissan.
But he's like big enough to sell out the 70,000.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Look,
he just played Stagecoach. Do you know what Stagecoach is, Bic?
I'm gonna nod along.
It's the Coachella of country music.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not into country music. I honestly, like, I'm kind of out of the music scene in general.
Once again, I worked at a country music station for 10 months.
I see the tweets of, like, Kendrick dropping a new diss track of Drake, and I was like, you kids have fun, man. You kids have
fun.
What
do you listen to?
I'll catch up.
Lo-fi beats, right?
Yeah, lo-fi beats. But, like, I listen to my own tunes, man. Like,
he's
my own,
playing
your own tunes?
Nissan.
Like, you make your own music?
No, my own tunes from, like, the 90s and 2000s.
Run DMC.
I'm settled in that age now. Yeah. You've seen my tracksuit.
I have.
Yeah.
He's playing in Nissan Stadium, capacity of 69,000 people.
Warren G.
Okay, anyways. T, moving on.
Okay. Next bit of T. Bick, you were wrong. The overhead.
Often M.
The overhead, there's 3 game 6s.
Right, yes. And
so how about that first round, Vic?
The pessimistic. Hey, look, the vibes are improving, but the first round, now it's like, oh, man, it's tense all of a sudden. 3-1s, it's like, yeah, maybe, but we got some 3-2s. Tense? It's going to be tense, man.
Over, like, under, how many game 7s?
Ooh, here we go. Now we're cooking. We're setting at 1.5.
1.5.
I still want to take the under.
Coward.
I'm hammering the over.
Oh, okay. So what? You like Vegas, Dallas is the one I think goes 7 maybe.
For sure. That one's a lock.
And you're taking Preds, Canucks?
Nope.
Taking, okay. Before we get there.
I'm being optimistic.
Let's chat about this. Better chance at a comeback. The Predators against your Vancouver Canucks. Or the Toronto Maple Leafs versus the Boston Bruins?
Predators.
I wonder what the text box is going to
say. 650.
Yeah, the Predators.
They don't want the Canucks to lose, and they don't want the Leafs to win.
There's a pretty big determining factor, and that's we don't know if Austin Matthews will return.
Fair point.
So just on that basis
alone. But we're not talking about winning a series. We're talking about winning one more game.
Yeah.
They've already won a game without Austin Matthews.
Yeah,
sure. It's harder, of course, but... Mm-hmm. If I had to pick a side, probably taking Leafs. Just win one more game.
I'm taking the Leafs.
Pressure is way, way heavier on the Leafs.
You know why
it's
not heavier on the Leafs? Because after they went down 3-1, everybody wrote them off.
Yeah, I kind of think it's like you can't really kill what you've already killed.
Like, they were on Leafs Talk talking about the offseason already. The series wasn't done.
I kind of agree. And also, look, the Bruins did 3-1 last year.
And that was my next point. The Bruins did this.
And they're not a better team than they were last year, I don't think.
They're a worse team.
Now, mind you, Toronto's not as good as Florida was last year. But part of me is like, kind of think it's the Leafs more likely. Part of it, too, is like, full credit to the Preds. They win game 5. I really think the Canucks are playing down to the Preds level.
No, the Preds are playing good defensively.
I mean, we're talking about, okay, the shots on goal for the Canucks are down, but what was the number yesterday?
13
high-nagers on 20 shots on goal. That's like pairing those two together in a series that's becoming a low event. That's not that great. And the Canucks can certainly be significantly sharper. They haven't been at their best. We were talking about it yesterday in the post-game show.
Miller yesterday wasn't.
They haven't played their A game at all this series. And they're sitting here with the 3-2 series lead. And they probably should have closed it out yesterday.
Here's the thing. Game 6, after what happened in Game 5, JT Miller is going to have himself a game. You can't bank on that with Elias Pettersson. But, like, you know when JT Miller has a bad game, he's going to come out in the next one and just go full beast mode. Ryan Kessler.
650. Leafs all day. They have nothing to lose. So who's more likely to come back? I will pose it to you. Leafs or Predators?
Man, take off your Eastern bias hats. I didn't realize this was Sportsnet 590.
Maybe I'm just very optimistic about the Canucks.
Yeah.
Gotcha. There you go.
Boom, roasted. All right, what's next in the tea?
This is piping hot tea, Bick. Elias Pettersson listens to the Yannick Hansen part of our show. He loves Yannick Hansen hits.
Yesterday.
So Yannick comes on the show and criticizes Elias for him not showing enough emotion. Says he'd love to see Elias put someone through the wall. And then what happens on the first shift? Elias Pettersson lays a big hit.
Carey had a tough one yesterday. He took a lot of hits and then ended up with a nice reward by the end of it. But he took some shots from Hoglander, from Elias Pettersson, and some big blows, de-cleating a couple of times.
They drove by the IKEA in Richmond. He's like, I can't look.
All right.
Because it's Swedish. They're Swedish.
We picked up on it.
I thought that was funny. Come
it just
on.
Wasn't it, very funny.
It wasn't very funny, and it didn't merit explanation.
I hope someone laughed.
Yeah, he started well and didn't end overly well. Like, there was commentary yesterday, and like, I agree with it. It's he played better. Okay. But this is not like...
But it's been so such a low bar that like any semblance of like better seems like way more than it actually is.
That paired with... like this is not effort time. This is not process time, man.
No,
I'll take I'll take a 10% less performance for some results, right? Mm-hmm. Like I know we're talking like, oh, worse process doesn't mean better results. Look, it's chances arrive to you when they arrive to you, right? If the Canucks lose, we're not going to be talking about, hey, remember that effort in game five? Dude, he's got two more chances to be fantastic.
Do you think people are looking for injuries now? Because, like, that seemed today, even on the crossover yesterday, on Twitter, people are, like, not micromanaging, but, like, with a microscope looking at, like, every shift. And, like, oh, he kind of skated past here, and, like, he didn't really lean into this shot.
He protected this
shot.
Part of his body. Look, that's the playoffs. That's the playoffs. And I'm sure if you, like, had an inkling of, like, oh, this guy might be dealing with this, you'd be microanalyzing Pew Suter. You'd be microanalyzing Ian Cole, right? Like, everyone's dealing with something.
But earlier in the series, if we look back at the transcripts of what everyone was saying, it kind of was like he doesn't have the confidence. He just looks like tentative out there. He's got to make decisions faster. That was the narrative.
So is it just an excuse?
And now
Pedersen?
That it's, I'm just saying, we don't know, obviously, but like the narrative has changed since it's, you know, persisted to be like, oh, he's got to be hurt. He's got to be hurt. And I don't know if that's fair for everyone to just assume that. But one goal in 18 games certainly is indicative that something is wrong.
Yeah.
A word you don't like. Yips.
We're not saying that word.
The thing, like, I'm trying to be consistent about this, too, because, you know, for me, I was like, okay, but you're in the lineup, right? Like, this is go time. If you're in the lineup, and at this point Yannick was making, if you're hurt and now you're hurting your team, then get out of the lineup. But if you're in the lineup, like, there's an expectation, you got to be able to do something. Contribute. It doesn't have to be contribute on the score sheet. Like, you have to contribute if you're in the lineup. That's not like, oh, sorry, like I was dinged up. You're in the lineup. Even if it's like defensive mastery, then do that.
Right.
Do whatever you can to contribute to your team's success. If the goals come, the goals come. If the points come, they come. If they don't, at least you're helping your team somewhere on the ice. But like, there have been two games where he's been at fault for goals that is not helping your team win. But yesterday, it was better. But I've used this, especially when we're talking about leaders or decision makers or your star players. It's judging effort versus execution. And this is not effort time. This is execution time. And, hey, great, you had a 2-on-1, shot goes off the mask, inches, it goes in, all that sort of stuff. But, like, I don't want to be sitting here talking about, oh, great effort.
No, like, there's a serious problem here. Like, he's playing against the Sissons line. Sissons had 35 points this year. Beauvillier had less than 20. And I think Jason Zucker had about 30. This is an $11.6 million player.
Next year. I hate that argument.
I'm just saying, Dom, that like the expectation, the bar can't be, to Bick's point, the bar can't be that low. It's
agree.
Oh, good effort. He played kind of well. And the other thing I'd say is he's not going against Anze Kopitar. He's not going against their top line.
If it's January and you have an effort game, you're like, all right, this is turning the corner in a couple of weeks. And I look, in December, one of the postgame shows, like, by January 24th, it'll be better. And he won Player of the Month in January and everything was better. But you can't do that right now. You only have two more chances to earn yourself another four games. That's it. So, like, okay, better effort, fantastic. It doesn't mean you're going to win any of the next two games, and there's no runway here. So, it for everyone involved, not even just Elias Pettersson, like, it is put up or shut up time. They have to collectively get a win in these next two.
Rick Tocchet was asked yesterday in his post-game press conference about that line specifically. He kind of brushed it off. Did you make anything of that?
Yeah. Sorry. Fine.
Like, I felt that spoke volumes.
Sure. But, like, he felt, like, he's usually very transparent and pretty, you know, welcoming to all sorts of questions yesterday. It felt like he was a little short on his words yesterday. Not because he was flustered or anything, but I think when you're sitting there with the lead with 13 minutes to go, you expect to close that game out, and they don't. And kind of their own device, too. I think Joshua can make a better play and not take a penalty. I think Zadorov can make a better play and find Josi coming downhill. And the goal gained as well.
Everyone's talking about it, Bick. The next bit of tea. Was Rick Tocchet right not to challenge goaltender interference?
Oh, man. Look, I think we, at times, we get caught up in, like, how would the officials rule this? I think it was worth the dice roll of, like, make them make the decision again. Like, give them the opportunity to look at it again and force the decision. And he said yesterday, like, 50-50. That to me is more than enough to put yourself in a situation where you can win the series. And the worst case scenario is a minute 59 bleeds off on the next penalty, and okay, they score. You're down 2-1. But you're still up in the series, 3-2. And you still have time to come back in that game. This is the decision for me. The reward was you win the series. It's overwhelmingly in favor. And I would say even if it's 25-75, I'd be willing to roll the dice and say, I'm going to push the officials to make a decision where there's some undisputable facts here. The puck was not covered. Shelov's is in the crease. And Nyquist initiates contact. Like, the speed in which he comes in at, whether you want to say it hits Bluger's skate or whatever it is, the force from Nyquist pushes Shelov's into the puck, and the puck goes in. And when there's contact with the goalie in the crease, I look at that and I say, it's worth challenging and pushing the officials to make a decision. That was a high-pressure moment, and I don't know if Rick Tocchet met pressure with pressure in that moment.
Ooh,
that to me is...
Use his words against him, Vic. Good job.
Challenge that. Challenge that and force the officials to make a call with the benefit of replay.
I'm just picturing Rick Tocchet driving around in whatever fancy car he's driving, listening to you right now, and he's like, ah, damn it, Bick's right. He got me.
Even if it goes wrong, okay, like, worst case, you're down 2-1 after a minute 59. Like, you've bled the time, they get a power play goal. Like, that's the worst case. You still got time to come back in that game, and you could have been up 1-0. Like, that, it's too big of a moment to not challenge.
Yeah, I completely disagree.
You
with
think
with the call?
No,
with the call to not challenge it. I was baffled. So I don't know if you noticed this, but they didn't show the replay in the arena last night either.
Really? Okay.
Everyone in the arena didn't get a look at it.
Okay.
So immediately I went to Twitter and I'm like, I see this thing, and I was so shocked they didn't. Especially with how the penalty kill had been playing up to that point.
If the penalty kill was sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure, like, I get it.
If this is 2022...
They've killed a bunch in a row if this is 2022. Yeah. If your penalty kill wasn't thriving, totally different scenario.
But it was it was great.
Your penalty kill has been phenomenal. And really, like, yesterday it was strong, too. Just Zadorov makes one misread, and there's Yossi's opportunity, and the puck's sitting there in the crease. But your penalty kill's been fantastic. And I thought, like, a chance to back your penalty kill, a chance to back Artur Seelovs, who I imagine, like he said, like he felt he got pushed. And look, he's not covering the puck, but the puck is stopped. And he is stopped. I'd bet if he had an extra half second there, he sweeps that elbow in and covers the puck.
This is what I don't understand about the NHL in this instance, because there are many instances like this. Why in the playoffs is there not something from Toronto or New York or wherever they review goals? Why is there not an explanation or a press release sent out after a game where it's like, here's what we saw on the goal, this is why it was a goal and not a goal, and that way everybody has clarity on, like, why things are the way they are. Instead, we're all left here to wonder one way or the other. It makes no sense to me. Like, in the NBA, you have a 2-minute report. In the NFL, they go on mic and they explain the decision. Aussie rules football, you hear everything.
Every touchdown's reviewed in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the playoffs. Why is every goal scoring, not opportunity, but, like, why isn't every goal scored reviewed?
It's a valid argument.
By central office. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. In 2024, we have the technology. Why is it on Rick Tocchet to make the challenge in the first place?
I also want to say that the argument's been made that the game, or the night before, or the day before, like Florida and Tampa had a couple goals called back as a goaltender interference. Learning what the NHL would have said about the goal last night with Nashville and Vancouver is great for everybody around the league to be like, okay, so that is...
Just for the experiment.
Not a goal.
Yeah.
That's a goal. It's to just kind of learn. Because if you're in Tocchet's position, in hindsight, but he's kind of handcuffed in the moment.
Given what the threshold of what we saw in the Florida game of... And again, like that for me, per the rule, like that's goalie interference. That shouldn't be a goal in the Florida-Tampa game. And then to see what happened yesterday where it's like it's pretty deliberate. It's forceful. I would love to know, like, just as one more data point of like, okay, what is goalie interference and what is it? It would have been, for me, like even just that might be worth the thought experiment of pushing the refs and the NHL to a decision there.
Bick wrapping up the tee. Sat got his redemption for his meager throw of the parachute t-shirt.
So some McDonald's prizes parachuted down and press row, a couple of them. I got to toss one back, and Sat got to toss one back. He got it down to section 118, so shout out to whoever grabbed that one. I will say, having tossed one back myself, it actually looked harder than you thought.
Did you bunch up the parachute?
No, I just grabbed the McDonald's bag.
See, there's your problem.
No, but you're not going to bunch up the parachute.
Yeah, because the weight of the McDonald's bag is just going to extend the parachute anyway. So that's how you get your velo, right? If you throw with the parachute open, of course you're not going to get it far.
No, sure. Yeah, of course. But you scrunch up the parachute, it's just going to plummet, and you hope that thing unfurls in time before it hits row 14.
Physics.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, Sat got a good chuck in there.
And you didn't get a photo, video.
It happened fast. Like, the McDonald's bags were flying right at me, too, and one got caught in the TVs above us.
And you dropped the bag.
It was chaos. Well, I threw it back.
Oh, like, you dropped the ball. You dropped the bag.
Yeah, I see you working. I see you working. All right. Good tea today. Good steeping. I'm sitting next to it smells delicious in the studio right
Doesn't
now.
Doesn't
it? I've got a box here from the Vancouver Whitecaps with a handful of donuts. Vancouver Whitecaps, largest crowd coming up at...
In MLS history.
In MLS history. As they
at
celebrate
BC Place,
their 50th anniversary. Fans, you were encouraged to be in your seats by 7:15. Take part in the pre-match ceremony. There's a straight party on May 4th, kicking off at Robson and Beattie at 3 o'clock. Tickets available, whitecapsfc.com/tickets. $29 tickets available in the upper bowl. It is their 50th anniversary. They've done well. The best ever start to an MLS season.
Yeah.
Tying the best ever start.
The donuts in front of you for our radio listeners, covered in gold.
Gold and cream?
Some sort of glaze.
Glaze.
Yeah.
All right.
You're gonna have one?
I'll do it in the break. I'll scarf some of these.
You should try and do this read with donut in your mouth.
I will not do that.
As he grabs a donut.
Canucks playoff coverage on Sportsnet 650 brought to you by All Seasons Roofing. Sun, rain, wind, or snow. All Seasons Roofing has you covered with end-to-end roofing services. For your free quote, visit allseasonsroofing.ca. I'll ask Randy Janda on the other side. I'll pose it to you as well. 650. If you could make a change to the Canucks, is it the lines? Is it goalies? Do you make someone scratch someone, bring someone in? Or no change? Or if there's something else on your mind, what's one change you would make or no change? 650, I'll pose it to Randy Janda. Coming up next here on the Home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.